Parents of severely disabled children often struggle to navigate both the medical system and the education system. But in Massachusetts, parents have another choice, enrolling their kids in a state-run hospital in Canton that's also a school, complete with sports teams and drama clubs. WBUR's Gabriella Emanuel visited the Massachusetts Hospital School and found the biggest concern is where its students will end up next.
It's lunch break, and the halls are jam-packed.
You're blocking traffic, Nick.
Yeah.
Like the hat, Jerry.
Oh, thanks.
Like the hat.
The 91 students move along with custom-made wheelchairs and walking devices. These kids aren't just going to class. They have speech therapy, horseback riding lessons, wheelchair hockey. The Massachusetts Hospital School is part pediatric hospital, part school. This 160-acre campus, with brick buildings and white ramps, is run jointly by the Departments of Public Health and Education. Brian Devon oversees the hospital.
We don't have locked doors. The kids are all over the place. They're not always with staff. We don't want them to be always with staff. We want them to be with themselves and with other kids as much as possible. There is no real institutional flavor.
The hospital school's ultimate goal is to cultivate as much independence as possible for these children. They have things like muscular dystrophy, severe cerebral palsy, brain injuries. There are more than 3 staff members for every student, and each kid gets an individualized plan for skill development. For example, the nonverbal kids learn other ways to communicate. Brian Devon runs into one kid who talks through a computer. He and his aide are in the hallway, and balloons trail behind his wheelchair.
Oh, Nick, I wonder if Brian knows what today is.
I don't know what today is. What's today?
Yeah.
What is it? I'll get you to the page, and then you can tell him.
Birthday. I am 17 years old.
It's your birthday.
It's your birthday?
Yeah. Getting old, isn't he?
Oh, my God.
You're doing a good job. You're getting so old.
Birthdays are particularly significant at the Mass Hospital School. Everyone here is counting towards their 22nd birthday. That's when their educational funding is cut off, and the young adults have to leave the facility. Katie Mick is the hospital's chief operating officer. She says while almost all the 22-year-olds meet the hospital's criteria, the transition out is critical.
If it's time to fly, it's time to fly, and that's developmentally a good thing for somebody who's, you know, in their early 20s.
As much as you've been preparing for it, it still slaps you in the face. It really does.
Sonia Harrison's daughter, Danielle, has cerebral palsy, and her 22nd birthday is less than a month away. Danielle moved into the hospital school when she was 12.
Our life got so much better at that point. We appreciated our time together so much more because it wasn't all a burden. You know, I don't begrudge any of it, but it is very difficult, especially as a single parent, raising a child with disability. Yes, I am a single parent. Yeah, that's right.
Harrison immediately saw how much Danielle was learning, but she knew it wouldn't last.
Probably a month after we became a resident, I started to say, well, I better get busy now and change the rules so that she never has to leave here. I didn't ever want her to leave here, and I still don't want her to leave here. But at the age of 22, the rules say you have to leave.
Brian Devon says the hospital school knows there is nothing comparable for the students to go to. He says the staff tries to make the transition easier, partly by making the deadline a little flexible.
We've backed off a little on the absolute, it's 22 and it's time to go. So if a child needs to be here until they're 22 and a half, almost 23, that's fine as long as we know that we're striving towards getting that proper placement.
As the students near their departure date, the hospital school emphasizes life skills. Sonia Harrison says her daughter, Danielle, is now cooking her own meals. She works at a cafe on campus and delivers mail.
They've taught my daughter how to cross the street in her wheelchair. They've taught her her med program. She's worked on budgeting.
As Danielle works on honing her skills, her mother works on finding a new placement for her daughter. The cost will likely be covered by the Department of Developmental Services, but Harrison has to find the placement herself. Feeling daunted by the task, she partnered with other hospital school parents. They toyed with the idea of creating their own group house, but are waiting to hear about the finances. And in the meantime, the parents are searching for a day program.
We wanted our children to have a program during the day that would satisfy their need to be productive young individuals.
And after years of work,
we looked at so many programs, and we really only found one that met our needs.
They like the Charles River Center, which is a facility for people with disabilities. So now they're trying to figure out whether there are going to be spots available. Danielle says all this work makes her realize how much she's enjoyed her time at the Mass Hospital School.
I didn't get enough realization that they should.
They don't get the recognition they should, do they, Dan? That's right.
Danielle does not know where she'll be going when she turns 22 next month, but she hopes she can give it the same praise. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Gabriella Emanuel.